It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
If you had to get married at the very first place you met your significant other, like imagine this. And now, coming down the aisle at Twitter headquarters, that's where I met my wife because, like, she. I remember I posted something on Twitter like, call me, oh, thank you. Now there's, I got a producer, MK, has given me a ring now.
Wait a minute. You didn't meet your wife at the Twitter headquarters. You just met her on Twitter.
I met her on Twitter because when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, three out of the four girls, the next guy that happened after me that they dated, either a new guy or their ex, whoever they were with, they got married.
Like, oh,
they
proposed. Good luck, Chuck.
The fourth one's kind of a, you know, questionable girl. She got pregnant, so that still counts too. So I could get you knocked up or get you a wedding ring. You just had to date me, then dump me. That's all you had to do.
I guess I got to date you then.
All right, no sexual activity though. That'd be kind of awkward. We're coworkers and stuff. So 317-239-1009. If you had to get married at the very first place you met your significant other, where would that be? Let's go to line number four this morning and talk to Meredith on the Joe and Alex Show. Meredith, where would you be getting married at?
Hey, so my husband and I actually, we met in a chemistry lab.
Ooh.
Like at school. I know everyone's like, oh, you guys had chemistry. But the best part, though, is when we got engaged, she actually, like, tried to take me back and propose, like, in the lab where we met. But, like, it was over the summer, and so all the, like, science buildings were closed. And so he just had to propose, like, on the steps in front of the building where we met.
Oh, man. I was going to say, was there an explosion in his pants?
I bet there was. Ooh, I like that chain reaction. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Meredith. Jacob on the Joe and Alex Show, where would you be getting married at?
I'd have to be getting married to my fiance at middle school.
Dang, dude, you met her at middle school?
Yeah, we dated for about a year.
I hope you were in middle school, too.
Oh, yeah. Our lockers are right next to each other. But we dated for about a year and then split up and we started dating in sophomore year of high school.
Let me ask you, what does dating in middle school consist of? Did you guys just hold hands? Did you kiss in middle school? What all happened?
Not much, because it only lasted about a week. She was very shy.
Oh.
She was a prude in sixth grade.
That's cute.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Jacob. 317-239-1009. Also, we'll get to some of your social media in just 1 second. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page. Miguel, where would you be getting married at?
Oh, I would be getting married at the Red Garter.
What's that?
It's a gentleman's club downtown Indianapolis.
There it is! Wait, so is your significant other a dancer?
Oh, you know what? She was my waitress there, so...
Okay.
I met her there. She was fresh out of a beauty school, and she had purple hair. And she was my waitress. It kind of threw me for a loop at first, but ultimately, I made her my wife. I made her my wife. She served a great drink.
And I guess she served you some looks.
I bet she could dance. So you don't work at a strip club if you don't have some moves. I bet she could dance for you. That's a pretty good...
For our honeymoon, she did dance for me.
Oh, boy.
I'm so jealous. I can't believe I married a woman that was not at a strip club. I'm jealous about that now. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can send us some tweets. Also, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook if you want to leave a comment or send us a message about where would you get married if it was the first time you met that person. Like, what's that location?
Stacy said that she would have to marry him at Walmart by the CDs.
So this is a while ago, assuming, right there, a little throwback.
And then Kelsey said, my parents would be at IUPUI because my dad was my mom's professor. She turned in her number on her final, married 31 years.
Dang, I bet she got an A in that final, too.
Oh, my God, I love that.
But what if it would have went terribly wrong, though? Like, you throw the number on there and just gives you an F on the final? That would have sucked.
Oh, no.
Let's go to line two this morning. Talk to Anonymous. Ooh, Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up? Where would you be getting married?
Well, how do I want to put that? My friend, I had a couple of girlfriends that used to dance. And needless to say, I would go up with them when it was their night to work and stuff. And then her husband and my ex-husband would come up later on and meet us. And I was in there one night, and I ran into another friend's ex-husband, and I'm like, you don't see me here. He's like, I don't see you. You know, you don't see me here either. And I'm like, no. And he goes, well, my boss gets here. I want you to meet him. And so needless to say, his boss got there, and I met him, and that's all it took. And we've been together now 11 years, and I wouldn't change anything in the world.
Wow.
I love him. But it's like everybody always says, when we first got here, they're like, did you marry a stripper? And he's like, no, she don't dance. You know, it was just my friends did, and I would just go up and hang out because it's amazing. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's amazing the free drinks you can get being a female in a strip club.
Ooh, I might have to try that out.
Oh, yeah, you can get lots of drinks.
Now you finally have Alex on the stripper train. She's been thinking about it, but now
she might find a husband out there.
Yeah, what if you find a guy with
They're gentlemen. They're gentlemen. They're not scumbags. They are gentlemen.
Yeah, it's not a scumbag club.
Right.
It's a gentleman's club.
And they're already a lot of times wearing a tux or at least part of one.
You could get married right there on the spot.
They got money, honey.
Yes. Hey, thank you, Anonymous. Congratulations on 11 years.
All right, thank you, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you. I wonder if you ever go back there for, like, the honeymoon or something like that, or to renew your vows, like, tonight, one night only, taking the stage, it's Anonymous.
Let's give it up for Anonymous on the backstage. Yay.